what is this time of year like for guys in their position?
Yeah, it's stressful because, you know, the cut's right around the corner, and you just want to leave a good impression, play as well as you can. And so they know all they have to do is play. They'll let the chips fall where they fall, and hopefully I wish we could keep them all.
How do you feel right now for yourself as we get ready to get past this last preseason game and on into the regular season? How do you feel about where you are?
I feel good. I feel like I put together a good body of work, good start to the season. I feel healthy, feel great, really build on what I've started last year and look forward to a new successful season.
A year ago, you were one of those guys kind of right there on the 53, trying to fight for time. How have you gotten more comfortable with the group of guys that you're playing with now on a regular basis?
As you would expect, just getting so many reps together. Throughout the years, we've gotten a lot of reps together, but to actually be the actual starter is a little different. So we've really ironed through all the little wrinkles we can iron through and look forward to the season.
Hey, Lane, what you just mentioned a question ago about coming out of the preseason healthy.
Yeah.
How big is that? I mean, what a nice thing, huh? I mean, that's huge.
It is. You want to come on to training camp healthy, fresh start, going to season, nothing lingering, nothing hindering you from playing the best you can. And, it's fortunate for everyone that's coming out healthy.
Lane, how different was this preseason for you? I mean, actually being the starter all the way through as opposed to where you were last year, where you suddenly became starter in week one, but you didn't have that job necessarily all the way along.
Yeah, it's a little different than last year. Last year, obviously, I'm getting the bulk of the preseason reps, the twos and whatnot. But being the starter is obviously a lot different. You're preparing for something a little more than just scraping to get the roster spot. And I'm glad where I'm at, and I appreciate it.
Is that mentally different as well?
Yes, mentally. When you're on the backside, you're trying to work your way up. You're trying to make sure you secure a spot and whatnot. And being a starter, you're looking a little more on the season side and, defending your spot.
Lane, several years ago, you were in a position that a lot of your guys on the team are going to be in this week, and Mike just said some of the toughest cuts are going to be on this offensive line. Yeah. What is it like in the room right now with those guys, knowing how important this particular week is for them?
I don't think anything's going to change for them. Obviously, it's going to be a lot. It'll be nerve-wracking for them, all of them. But just kind of, it's the business. They know all they can do is go out there and play, and that's what they'll do. And I look forward. They'll play well this week.
You still feel that, even though you're a settled guy and you've got a roster spot? Do you still feel any of that sense that you did, several years ago when you were in that?
I believe that, I got to earn my spot. It's not just going to be handed to me. Just because I came in as the starter this year doesn't mean it's going to be handed to me. So I work for my spot each and every year. Doesn't matter how long I'm here. I'm always going to battle for my spot.